Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is a very special guest from Pines Village in Valparaiso. That is Jessica Diot. It is great to have you on the program today, and people might be wondering, well, what the heck is Pines Village? You know, what's that community? And so I thought I'd start by just giving you an opportunity to share a little bit about your community there.
Excellent. So Pines Village is a retirement community in Valparaiso, Indiana. We are the only nonprofit retirement community in Porter County, and we were established in 1983. We are primarily independent living, which means we have lots of enrichment going on, activities in the arts, music, whatever residents would like to do. We pretty much have. We have a wonderful transportation system that takes them all around town and the county. And we also have, in addition to independent living apartments, we have Meridian Woods, which are paired homes that seniors can choose to live in as well. It's just a wonderful community. We've been there for a long time. Staff knows what they're doing. And it's just, there's a really, really welcoming and wonderful vibe when you step in there.
I can personally attest to that. But I'd be curious. I mean, listeners might be saying, hey, this is Eye on the Arts Radio. Why are we talking to a independent living community? And that really is because you guys have made a major commitment to arts within our gallery and music and other things. It's an important part of your programming. So can you talk a little bit about how you leverage arts and music to serve your residents?
Absolutely. The beginning of embracing the arts and music really came from residents who lived at Pines Village from the beginning, who had interest and involvement in the arts, whether they were participating in it themselves, they were collectors, they were friends with artists. So what began to happen is residents would begin donating some really beautiful art from regional artists, the Hanels, Russell Nelson, all sorts of wonderful regional artists. So we started having this beautiful, you know, beautiful art just in our hallways, became kind of known for that. And then in 2009, we actually established a nonprofit art gallery inside Pines Village that is open to the public. And not only do residents get to enjoy art, regional art changing out every 8 weeks, but the public is welcome to come as well. So we're really driven by our nonprofit mission and following the lead of our residents and what they're interested in. So it really came from our residents, and that interest in the arts and music and enrichment has only continued. So the Village Gallery has allowed us to really expand on that. We also have art classes that residents can take. Mm-hmm. We've displayed residents' art before. So it's a really unique part of Pines Village that we welcome anyone to come view.
Well, it really does, you know, sort of separate Pines in a terrific way. And you know, the impact on health and wellness for seniors with their exposure to art and music. And so I think it's terrific. And that it was homegrown is even more of an interesting story. Now, to that
Absolutely.
End, you don't just focus on the art within your collection. You really engage some terrific local artists, regional artists, and probably even beyond. And you have a terrific artist coming up with an exhibit that just opened. And I know her and I know her work. She's fantastic. So can you share a little bit about your current exhibit?
Yes. So we will have Laura Cutler. She's a celebrated contemporary artist, co-owner of the Thaddeus C. Gallery in LaPorte with her husband. She has beautiful, evocative oil paintings of wildlife, figurative work. She has these beautiful, abstract, aquatic ceramics. She is just the breadth of her work and the detail and her wide knowledge of not only art, but figure and animal forms, the detail, it's just stunning. And even if you have seen her work, I believe she's going to be pulling out some things from some of her days as a student. So it's kind of going to be a retrospective of her work. So there may be things that even if you are a follower of Laura or friends with her, that you might necessarily not have seen before in this exhibit.
And to your point, I mean, any wildlife lover out there would absolutely love to see her paintings of the buffalo. And she's got a couple of them of wolves. I mean, it's just outstanding work. Well, that is exciting. That open and it runs until when?
It will be open and it will run through June 5th. So that's about 8 weeks for everyone to get some time to visit. And we are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. for anyone to come and visit.
And it's a free gallery, correct? They don't know.
Always tickets. Free. Okay. Always free. And what's really excellent is we're not in it for anything other than the residents and our community to enjoy art. And we want artists to succeed, not just being able to show their art, but selling their art. We take no commission. Anything that anyone wants to sell, they're getting that full value from their beautiful artwork that they're sharing with us.
Well, really quick, I don't want to run short of time, and there's one other exhibit you've got coming after that, which I think is a really interesting concept, a great artist, but great concept, and that is the Porter County approach to exhibiting the Hennells. So can you talk about that exhibit that you've got following the Laura Cutler exhibit?
Yes. So this is a collaborative exhibit with the Porter County Museum, Art Barn School of Art, Chesterton Art Center, also in collaboration with Indiana Dunes Tourism and Westchester Township History Museum. So all of us are going to have our own exhibits, each one with a different focus, whether ours is going to be primarily on Hazel because we have the largest Hazel Hennell collection. And we really want to showcase artful aging. That's what ours is called. So just kind of like a retrospective of her art with a focus on that work that she did in her later years. She lived to be 106 and created almost up to the end. Some of our other partners will be exploring what kind of work they did to sustain themselves as artists. There'll be educational programs. We're going to have Chesterton Art Center is going to have new artists that were inspired by the Hennells. So it's just, they play such a pivotal role in not only art, but conservation, and, they were part of Save the Dunes. So it's going to be really excellent. That one's going to start out on May 9th and run through October. And our exhibit reception will be on Sunday, August 10th. At 1:30 p.m.
All right. Well, I wanted to make sure we called that out because that's going to be such a cool effort where you can literally, almost like a passport, hit a number of these different cultural institutions to really find the story of Vin and Hazel, who are homegrown, maybe local artists that had such a wide impact and influence. So, Jessica, I've got to say thank you for being on and sharing all of this information with us here on Eye on the Arts Radio. And thank you to all of our listeners out there for joining us today. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places and events celebrating the arts across our region. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you so much.